Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
Brian and Janelle Mornings with Joe and Cindy Farini from My Marriage Matters. We're still trying to connect with Joe. We have Cindy on the line. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to just reposition here because something's not going right calling in for Joe either. So
okay.
I'm going to go next to him. We'll share our way of doing things here.
That's good.
Oh, wait, he's going to try to call in too. But
okay.
I think he's calling in.
I think I heard him. Hey, Joe.
Okay.
But this is an important topic because I know it can be an issue the longer you're married, where we can drift in areas where we start forgetting how to show our spouses that we care. What causes that? What have you seen in marriages that causes this?
Well, I think if we take a step back and we look at things in our own life, and I'm not talking necessarily for just this moment about a relationship, but just think back to the first time that you got a car and you think, oh my goodness, like you polish it up, you keep it clean, you know where you want to put everything, you keep it neat. And then after a while, you know, you're spilling your coffee, you're dropping food all over the place, and you just don't care about it as much. The same things happen with a job. You know, you get a job, you're so excited, then you settle into it, and sometimes it's maybe not all you thought it was going to be, and then it goes the same thing like with a piece of furniture or a new outfit. But when you talk about marriage, you're talking about a relationship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you date, you care for each other, you do all the nice things, you plan wonderful events with each other, you make sure that they're sort of your number one priority and you care for and about them.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the environment just changes, whether it's you add children and life to your marriage, and things just become a little bit different. So it becomes a process really just of drifting, going from caring and a caring environment to an uncaring one where sometimes you just don't care and things don't matter anymore.
What exactly do you mean by showing you care? Because I know when you get in the grind of marriage, you could say, well, you know, I cook for him or I work and I bring the bills. I mean, I pay the bills. Like, I'm doing what I need to do as a spouse. How do you recognize when it's like, wait, hold on, I think I am getting in an area where I'm not being intentional about showing I care and love?
Well, that's exactly right. And I'm going to have Joe talk about just sort of that drift because...
Yeah.
You know, when we want to care for our spouse, but we just sort of forget about things, there is that drift. So let me have him address sort of the drift, and then we'll come back to how to do that.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I mean, as you begin to drift from a caring relationship, which we want to have at all times, to an uncaring relationship, mm-hmm. you begin to isolate from one another.
Oh, yeah.
And as you know, it's just as a quick review, as the gold standard for marriage is to move towards oneness. And the scripture verse that we use all the time is Genesis 2:24, where it says, for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And, you know, throughout our married lives, we should be moving toward pursuing and achieving oneness in our marriages. That's a process.
Yeah.
But as you have hinted and have said, I mean, the reality of married life is that all marriages are always changing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't get married and live happily ever after with no problems.
Mm-hmm. I wish.
But, you know,
Disney lied to us. They're liars.
Now, that may be true in fairy tales, but that's not reality.
Yes.
But there are forces, there are issues in our lives and in our culture that we just begin to destroy that oneness from becoming a reality in our marriages and cause us to naturally begin to drift toward isolation. And the force that we want to focus on today is the issue of just not caring for each other. And as much as we did on that wedding day, that first day that we said, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you straight up that, I mean, there are many different ways of not caring for each other. In fact, there's a whole spectrum of ways that you can demonstrate a non-caring attitude towards your spouse. But today, we're just going to focus on that slippery slope between indifference and apathy.
Oh, yeah.
And And so, but please know that Dr. Wiggins did an outstanding job for you about an hour ago talking about mental health issues, and we will not be addressing someone's mental condition that can affect how we treat each other.
Yes.
Depression, bipolar, you know, substance abuse. That's a topic of discussion that is different from what we're going to be talking about today. But today we want to focus more on one's mental attitude.
That's good.
And realize that many times that an uncaring, indifferent, apathetic attitude towards your spouse, that's a choice that you make. And the reverse is also true as well. You know, I mean, taking the time to be caring towards your spouse is a choice as well.
Yeah. I like that we're going there in terms of specifically what does indifference and an uncaring attitude look like? And I'm glad because you called it a slippery slope. And I compare it to like a small drip, where it's one thing to be hostile or to have like problems in marriage. But when you're slowly drifting and it's an uncaring attitude, you can slowly drift and not even realize it. And it almost feels like it's most destructive in the long term. So what does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, over the years, what we have learned, Janelle, is that many times the opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes in marriage, one spouse, they choose, and I think that's what you're referring to, they choose to demonstrate indifference towards their spouse. I mean, it's very intentional. It's being very rude.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've been in situations, I'm sure, as we have, and it's very uncomfortable when you're in public and you're with a couple who's beginning to demonstrate indifference toward each other.
Yeah.
It's a really uncomfortable situation to be in. But where does this indifference come from? And I think that's what we're talking about now. And I think, you know, our culture has really doesn't help us move towards oneness in general. And, you know, some people think it's funny to be sarcastic. It's funny to be mean-spirited towards your spouse. And people just begin writing off this behavior by saying things like, hey, everyone else is doing it. Everyone else does that kind of stuff. So I'm going to do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And now Cindy has some good ideas regarding indifference here as well. Cindy?
And Joe, even as you were just saying that, I was thinking about some sitcoms that you watch, and you watch the marriage, and they're so nasty to each other.
Yeah.
They don't talk nice. Mm-hmm. They don't show kind, caring ways to each other. But, you know, this whole idea of indifference, I really think there's two kinds. One is where it really doesn't matter. So does it really matter if my spouse is chewing with their mouth open? Does it really matter where they put their shoes? Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But then there's the kind of indifference that is that lack of concern, the lack of caring. You know, it's possible that we just don't care about things because it doesn't really matter to us.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's those things that really do matter to us. And so we have to look at what, I guess, you know, pick your fights, really. Which thing are you going to just let go? Because you can't be intentionally upset and not caring about every single thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, if your husband's driving is an issue and you speak up about it and he doesn't make a change, then that kind of shows he doesn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Or if your wife, you know, you're asking your wife to do a certain thing. And just for instance, I think this is such a sweet example. We had a friend that the husband just asked, you know, when I come home, it's just nice to see that the kitchen isn't like a big sloppy mess, which she's making dinner. It's going to be. But she would have every kitchen cupboard open. And so what she did was just close every door. When she saw the car come in, she closed every door.
Aww.
Now, what a simple act of kindness, so that when he walked into the home, if she was preparing dinner, of course, it's going to be a little messy. But it didn't look that way to him.
Yeah.
And so when you start to look, she could have been indifferent about it and said, well, I don't really care what you think. But that isn't the way to go about marriage and do things in a caring way. And so what happens then is, you know, maybe some things don't matter, but when they do matter, sometimes what happens is people become apathetic and then they just really don't care because they just have an attitude about it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it kind of, not in a justifying kind of way, but it takes two. And so what do you do when your relationship is like in a negative cycle where it's, let somebody could tell you, well, it's hard for me to show a caring attitude because he doesn't. And so, like, how do you bring it within yourself where, in spite of the other person's uncaring attitude, you want to shift it?
Right. Well, that's a great question. I think the first thing we need to do is just make sure that we acknowledge that there is drifting occurring in the marriage. you know, once you identify that problem, you can begin to address that problem. Mm-hmm. And so if it's just one of you that's beginning to see what's going on here, then begin to take action steps mm-hmm. to begin to address that issue. You know, the difference between indifference and becoming apathetic, you know, there's kind of a gray area. Kind of get the lines get kind of blurred real quick. But, you know, to drift into apathy is really more what Cindy was talking about at the end there, that this is just showing blatant disregard and disinterest in your spouse. And clearly, I mean, apathy is a place of danger when you're in a marriage situation. And but, you know, once you've determined that you have become uncaring and indifferent and apathetic, you need to start working on that and just begin to start right there. So like you said, Janelle, you just need to realize that you got to step up and begin to become the person who's going to begin to bring some life back into this marriage relationship. And you know, once you've determined that you want to begin to work on the issue, then you can begin to make a strong effort to fight for your marriage. And the reality is that you won't fight for something that you don't care about.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give you just one example. Maybe this might help
us
to really kind of close the loop on this. But I'll give you one example that really, I think, demonstrates very clearly how you need to work together in order to not just thrive, but to survive. Earlier this year in January, I found myself in the emergency room in Fort Myers, Florida, and I was diagnosed with a condition that changed my health, that changed my life for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And throughout this entire time, Cindy was right there by my side. I mean, literally, sometimes right by my side.
Aww.
And that was not easy for her to see me in that condition, but she was right there the whole time. And she was kind of like my personal cheerleader, which was great to have. But but by God's grace and the prayers of many people, my health has improved greatly and got me through this difficult time. But truly caring for each other, it requires that we remember that our marriage vows that we said on that wedding day, that for better or worse, or sickness and in health. Now, you know, challenging times are good times for putting those vows to the test. But I can tell you one thing, and this might be how we can kind of wrap up a little bit, is that, you know, if we aren't already living out a lifestyle of caring for one another, when a crisis occurs, you don't or you won't have the spiritual or the emotional muscle to deal with the crisis in a caring way. And the consequences of not having a caring lifestyle for each other is that when a crisis does occur, you're going to be more prone to quit, to get mad, to freak out, or, you know, all those things that which cause you to begin to think more about divorce.
Yeah.
And so our recommendation is to don't wait for a drastic experience to occur in your life in order to demonstrate love and caring for each other, but show your unconditional love, your irrevocable care for your spouse every single day. And it could just be just the little things.
Yeah.
Opening the car door, you know, bringing some flowers home once in a while. But, you do those things because you know what? You never know when it might be your last day, your last week, your last month. And so we need to be very intentional about making our marriage a priority and find the time and make the time to do those things to make your marriage special.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all busy people. That's just a given. But we just need to carve out the time to be there for our spouse. And Cindy, I know, some closing thoughts on that as well.
Well, just the idea, if you take a couple of thoughts, just for instance, how about the wife who says to her husband, you know, I'm concerned about your health, and I would like for you to go have a physical. Mm-hmm. And he just says, you know, it's not that important. Well, she's asking because she cares. And if he cares, he should respond and say, you know, I will do that for you. You know, we don't often look at some of those they're little things, but they're big things. And we can all find special things in our marriage to care about each other. But if you think about how you like to be cared for, and I'm not talking about like pampering and all that kind of stuff. I'm just talking about every day, whether it's pick up the socks or help with the laundry or, you know, putting your toothbrush away. Some of the things that irritate us when we do them for our spouse, we just simply show that we care. And I just think there's so many simple things, and so many people just say, you know, well, why should that bother you? But if it does, why can't you show that you care enough to make that effort?
Yes. Yeah. I love that. And I love the encouragement. And my challenge recently, especially as I'm trying to grow closer to the Lord, is realizing what self-sacrificing love looks like. Because I think, Cindy and Joe, a lot of the times it's not reciprocal at the same time. But I think that's where we can love in a way that's more agape love that we don't see in our culture. So it's like in spite of our spouse, we love the way the Lord has called us to.
You know, I like your word reciprocal.
Yeah.
And if you think, just as an example, just a spiritual example. So when we tithe, when we do certain things to bless other people, mm-hmm. Take a meal to someone, watch their children when they can't for some reason.
Yeah.
Those are ways that we can serve, show that we care, and bless other people. And I do believe that the Lord will honor that and bless us in ways,
yeah.
But I don't believe that it will be reciprocal. I don't think he will say, because you tithed, I'm going to give you more
right.
money. Because you watch this child's kids, I'm going to have someone call and watch your children. So that is a good word, because when we think it has to be reciprocal, then we're looking with the wrong motive.
Yes. Yeah, we sure are. Thank you, Joe and Cindy Farini. I know you have encouragements and resources online. If people want to connect with you for My Marriage Matters, where can they find you?
Well, if you want to go to Facebook, we have My Marriage Matters, and we try daily to post at 9 o'clock. I have to say, I've been very poor at doing that, but I get something up most every day. It's been a rough, busy last 5 months in many ways. So I get it out there, but I'm trying now to get back to the 9 o'clock in the morning. But we also have a website where this, thanks to Ron and my computer guy, Kevin,
yeah.
it will be up tomorrow. We'll have it posted, but it will be on our website at joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Sounds good. And if you missed that, maybe you're driving, go to brianandjanelle.org and I'll make sure to connect you. Thank you, Joe and Cindy.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you very much.